Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey,
hey, hey, Kristen Stone.
Is your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do,
man. Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rowe Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Why, you beady-eyed.
The upper room.
It's the J. Rowe Show coming up next on the TJRS.
No, Jay. We've got this. Come on, ladies. Let's show them what we're working with.
I think that I'm in love.
Spring is just around the corner, along with allergy season. But for now, it's time to tune in to the lovely ladies of Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a life show for everyone. It's your resident, Mouth of the South, Mom to Little Donuts with my co-host, Dr. Princess Odelia, and Rich Sister. This past Sunday was the Oscars. A beautiful dark-skinned woman took home an Oscar for her role in 12 Years a Slave. Many critics have commented it was a political stunt to shut the black community up. If this is true, did the plan backfire, giving more proof black is beautiful? We have our fitness and health tip and our inspirational corner as well. So let's do this!
Welcome to Ladies First Radio on the TJRS Radio Network.
Hello and welcome everyone to Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. That's 347-850-1272 if you'd like to call in and speak to me, your host for tonight, Mom to Little Donuts, or my two beautiful co-hosts, Rich Sister and Dr. Princess Odelia. How are you ladies doing tonight?
Good evening.
I'm doing great. How are you? How are you all both doing?
Doing good. So, Dr. Princess Odelia, I have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, wow.
What happened to you last week?
We've got a bone to pick with you. We've got a bone.
Okay, we have a bone to pick with you. What happened to you last week?
Last week, Mr. Elliot sent me a text
and said that he was not going to be able to do the show, and he was on the road, and he apologized.
Yeah, okay. Well, he sent you that text. He didn't send it. Well, I understand he don't probably have, well, ain't no probably. He doesn't have my information. But he didn't send it to Mommy either.
No, and so, we're on Facebook.
Yeah, a little word, please, to your sisters, just to cover.
No, well, first of all, I would figure that, see, a lot of times I'm not, like, sitting at the computer during this time. So I figured that he sent that to all of us.
Mm-mm.
No.
Nope.
So did you guys have the show?
No, because nobody was at the board. Nobody was at the board. Mr. Elias was traveling. So,
and I thought he had fell asleep again, because he's done that before, too.
So why did you guys ask me what happened to me? As if I was the only one that wasn't there.
Because I was on Facebook, and I was sent a message to both you and Rich Sister. Well, actually, Rich Sister hit me up first. She goes, aren't we having a show tonight? So I sent both of you a message. I said, yes, as far as I know, we're having a show. And
you know
we
what?
Never
you
heard anything from you.
Oh, you must have. Well, first, you know, I have 3 pages that have my name. I don't know where you sent it, but you didn't send it to my primary because I have no message from you stating that. And the only thing I had was a text message. When I got the text message, I said, oh, okay. Because he said, I'm sorry, I'm not going to, what did he say? He pulled his text up. Because usually that means, like Kim or Jay, when they say that, that means there's no show and there's nothing we can do about it. So I just said, I guess we don't have a show. And that's that. Usually we don't connect when we don't have a show. See there? There's some new stuff you guys talking about. We usually don't.
No, this ain't new.
Because if one of the guys say they can't do the show, we've never, like, talked about it. It's just like, oh, they couldn't do the show. So I didn't.
When I can't do it, when I know I can't do the show, I always send out an email to you,
okay,
your sister, and Jay to let y'all know I won't be there. I just don't leave y'all hanging.
Right. No, I understand. And if he was supposed to be on the show, he was the one supposed to be doing the board, and he said he can't do the board, then I'm just as powerless as you guys. I don't have access to Jay's board. So I can't do the show if he's not doing the show.
No, we understand.
Yeah,
we understand that. Yeah, we understand that
part,
but you didn't reach out to your sisters to let us know. Just to make sure that we knew what was going on.
Just next time. Let's just say it like that. Next time, cover. Send us an inbox on Facebook or send us a text. Just to cover next time.
I figured he sent it to all of us. I never do that. We've never done that.
Okay, the executive producer is going to jump in here and say, let's get into the show, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, Wyatt.
You can't get back to nobody either, but that's okay. Yeah, I'm jumping on you, too, because I sent you messages trying to figure out what was going on.
I was in Scotland there, girlfriend. You go to the show page. I was in Scotland. You couldn't reach me because my phone was unreachable. Thank you. Let's move on to the show. Thank you.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to have to look because I don't know where you sent it, but that email I never got.
Okay.
And it must have been at one of my other pages because I never saw that. So, sorry.
Well, we're here now.
And I'm not on Facebook like that. I'm like, when I get on, do what I do, and I get off. Usually.
Okay, 12 minutes. We're still talking about this. Let's move on. Thank you.
It's not 12 minutes. It's only 8:09.
I know. Well, anyway, for all those listening, if you heard the beginning or our intro, you might have heard that the intro say that last week was the Grammys, but it wasn't. We're running the show for last week for this week. So for all those listening, it's just part of what we're doing for this week since we didn't have our show last week. But the whole topic for tonight is centered around this young woman who won the Grammys. And it was like, I don't know if it was a complete shock to everyone else. It wasn't a shock to me. I was expecting her to win. But the next day when I got up, and I like to check the news feed, everyone that I read, it was more leaning towards, oh, this was just a political stunt just to shut the black people up and make them happy. I was like, what? That young lady, okay, she deserved to win. She deserved to win. It was... So I'm like,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah. That's B and F.
Yes.
Bottom line.
Uh-huh.
You know, so what, Hattie McDaniel was a political stunt. Whoopi Goldberg was a political stunt. What, Halle Berry?
Right?
That was a political stunt.
It was all centered around because of the color of her skin. You know, it's the dark, beautiful black. So that's why they were saying it. And I was like, wow. It was interesting because I remember the week before on our show, Dr. Princess Odilia, she had made a comment about how there are some of our sisters that are darker, and they will do stuff to try to lighten up their skin. So I was like, this is full circle, because we had just talked about this topic. Just talked about it, had just mentioned it. And here it comes out, you know, that they're trying to say it was a political stunt because no one of her darkness had ever won before. That's what they were saying. I'm like, crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Was it
our kind that said that?
Yes. Yes.
Of course.
It was,
okay?
Yes.
You know what, black people, let's get over it. Please, can we get over it?
Yeah, because when we get over it, you know, everybody else can. But we keep making it an issue. Light skin, dark skin, we keep making it the issue.
It's an issue in our own race. Come on. It doesn't have to be the world. It's an issue in our own race. And how about this? It was a black man who lost his freedom, but guess what? There's human trafficking all over the place, regardless of what you are. So it's not even so much as a personal scenario as it is of an actual issue amongst all races, and it speaks to the character of humankind, okay? So, you know what? We really, really need to just let it go, all right? I am so fed up. And she's absolutely gorgeous. I said, hell, shoot, some people are going to try to get a tan, even my little chocolate self. Like, oh, shoot, that was beautiful stuff. Maybe I need to darken up a little bit. I need to get a tan, huh? So, I mean, it was beautiful. She's beautiful, and she had such eloquence in her speech. Every person that she thanked, she had something to say specifically to that person, which made it very personal. Her English tone, everything was just absolutely superb and eloquently done. I was very, very pleased. And it was something that was historical for us to win on such a movie as 12 Years a Slave. Just the title alone, even though it speaks volumes even to the situation of human trafficking as well as slavery, just that alone, that association, for it to be recognized at the Oscars, it was significant. Even though, you know, and some people do talk about it negatively, though. They'll say, well, yeah, we would win on such a movie like 12 Years a Slave, you know. I'm like, okay, can we just let's enjoy? We're the ones that bring it out. Just like they brought it out about the young girl, the little, the young gymnastics young lady. About her hair. You know, come. Really? It's embarrassing.
Yes. It's like the girl had just won America a gold medal. And because of her hair issue outweighed her winning. I still can't figure that one out. I'm like, are you serious? And again, it was our people, our own color people. I'm like, no. See, that's why we get such negative comments about us, because, you know, instead of congratulating each other for our accomplishments, We're trying to tear each other down.
That's
why the other race, the other race is looking at us and they call us ignorant and they call us stupid because of stuff like that. We make ourselves look, I'm like, wow.
Oh my God. It's just, I just wish that we'd wake up. I should say I vision the day that we are all awakened to the greater truth. Because at the end of the day, none of this skin and all this fleshly stuff doesn't matter anyway. So, I mean, it doesn't last. It doesn't continue after this side of the dirt. I mean, you know, let's let it go. It crumbles up at the end of the day, literally. You know, it crumbles up and goes right into the ground. I mean, like, seriously. So, I mean, how much can you bank on that? How much do you choose to really base your life off of something that will turn to dust? It will turn to dust one day. So, I mean, it's the greater truth that we must all seek, and it's beyond the skin tone. Mm-hmm. Gosh, we got to really let it go.
Miss Sister, were you getting ready to make a comment?
Oh, well, if you don't mind, I just want to shout out people in the chat room. Say hi to Ed Lips and VK Haynes 1, a.k.a. Vanessa in the chat room. Welcome. But, I have nothing else to say about this topic, but it's ridiculous. I mean, she did a good job in the movie, and she deserved to win. She did an excellent job, and I'm proud that she won. You know,
I'm very proud
just
that she
haters.
Won.
It's a word for people like that. It's called haters. Hate on. Hate on.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing how quick we are to tear each other down. And like you said, Rich Sister and Dr. Princess, we just need to get past that. I mean, the prejudice within our own race, it's like, it's crazy. Crazy insane.
Yeah. I think it's becoming recently so pronounced that it's clear to other races. I mean, we feed people what we want them to know about us, how we want. We give them that energy. We are the ones who give the world the energy that we want, and then we wonder why this or that. And I know somebody will argue it and say, no, this, you know, you can't blame it on us. Well, guess what? It starts first with you. You know, we are all individually responsible. So if you are the one, if you are one that happens to be talking negatively or have your own judgments of your own race or you feel entrapped, your conversation is about, you know, what has happened in the past of our history, how the black people need this, black people, we've got to have what we got, you know, if you're in that mentality, then yeah, you're definitely contributing, believe it or not, you're contributing. And to understand how much or how significant your contribution is, just look around you. We are all very, very powerful spirit beings. And with that said, we have a lot of power, and our thoughts matter, our words matter, our actions matter, and we have to stand up for ourselves. We have to be responsible to make the change, you know, change you.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you are in a conversation, don't sit up and join in like it's a big old gossiping party and we'll talk about how, you know, how the black man needs to do this, how we need so much more, or talking about our own people, you know. People sit up and do that like it's like second nature. Talk about light and talk about dark. And from my understanding, somebody was telling me the other day that in L.A., Rich Sister, you can tell me this. They said in L.A. they have different bars and stuff that will have like light skin parties and dark skin. You guys
what?
Have stuff like that?
I've never heard of that. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Somebody was telling me, one of my friends is actually in L.A., was saying, oh, man, please, that's like, yeah, you know, in that lime in the hip-hop world or whatever, he was sharing with me that they do have, like, light-skin parties, or they'll say, oh, we're not going to go to this one here because that's where the dark-skinned girls are, or that's where the light-skinned girls are, or vice versa, whatever. You know, they actually get into that. I don't know if you would know because you don't probably hang out in those joints.
I don't either. Wow. That is crazy.
Yeah, so.
I'm gonna read what Vanessa said in the chat room. She says, people had nothing bad, so they made up something. Yep, haters. Light and dark between our own race always have been like that.
It's true. She's speaking the truth. You are definitely speaking the truth because, you know, everything Rasista and Dr. Crystal Delia are saying, it's like you said, Dr. Crystal Delia, other races can see what's going on within our own race. It has become so pronounced now. I mean, they pick it out. Mm-hmm. And what this means is you don't see other, I don't want to say you don't see other races because it might happen in theirs too. But for example, Caucasians, I don't see them picking each other out because of the different colors of their skin. And there are some differences in their skin color too. But you don't see them picking at each other like that. You really don't.
Yeah.
It's more just our race that is doing that. And it's just beyond me because, you know, here we are, we talk about, oh, yeah, we were slaves, blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. And then we turn around and attack each other. It's like, okay, you're backpedaling. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
But some white people, they obviously got issues because some of them are tanning and going into places and plumping up their lips, trying to get them bigger. So there's something that she said for that. You want to make fun of our lips, talking about because we eat watermelon and fried chicken, but you going to the you going somewhere to get your lips
to get them bigger.
Right.
And Rasista, let's not forget the tan. It's like the tanning where you know they don't want they. They say they don't like our color skin, yet they're going to the tanning booth trying to get our color. What is that?
Some got issues. Some got issues. They may not. Yeah. You may not see them talking about it, or maybe they're talking about it in secret more so. Because why are they running to do all that stuff?
Well, there's racial prejudice even within other races, too. I mean, ours we reference more so skin tone, but in other races you have the blue-eyed blondes against the brunettes, and then you've got in the Oriental sector, you have the one with the real slanted eyes and the one with the thin lips versus the big lips. I mean, you know, we all pick something.
Yeah.
So we have our own.
It's all silly, though.
Very loud. We're just very joyful. We're loud. Everybody know our business, and we go on TV and say the stuff. You know, we'll go on, you know, do clubbing and things of that nature that pronounces it. We announce it to the world. We air our dirty laundry all the time. We put it out there for the world to see. And to make judgment on what we're doing and to draw their own conclusions, and then we get upset and they join us in our own thinking, and then we're mad about it, you know. But now you have people like, what's his name, Jimmy Kimmel, is this guy's name Jimmy Kimmel? Well, you know, he was one of the first ones I saw that would come out and even make black jokes. And see, at first, you didn't really see that much. But he joins right in with us. Now he goes, he'll make black jokes and everything, you know? So, I mean, we are the ones that we have set the stage. We are very powerful people, all of us, regardless of whatever race you are. But we're very, very powerful people. And the black race, we're just loud. A lot of times we're very untactful. I'm serious. We're so untactful. We just have no tact in many cases. And, you know, hey,
you know, look, it doesn't justify, but let's check ourselves first, you know. Come on, we have a lot of growing to do, a whole lot.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. You said it. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. That's 347-850-1272 if you'd like to call in and just share your thoughts with us. And really appreciate those in the chat room. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Continue to put your comments in there and Rich Sister, she will continue to read them out. So
welcome to guest 4370. Welcome to the show.
Yes. You know, I really don't see this issue ever going away just because, you know, like the one lady in the chat room, she mentioned there's always going to be somebody that's going to hate or they don't have anything good to say, so they're going to find something bad to say. And it really needs to stop because, as you said, Dr. Kristen, we have a lot of growing to do. And unfortunately, if we don't get past this color issue within our own race, we're never going to grow. The difference in our own color is like, seriously? Think about it. When you fill out an application for anything, it doesn't ask you if you're a light-skinned black person, dark-skinned black person, whatever. It doesn't ask that. It asks, are you African-American? You check yes or no. And it says something about, are you of Hispanic descent or something? And you check yes or no.
The way it's going now, it doesn't ask that yet.
You're right.
The way it's going. Just give it some time.
Hopefully it never gets to that point, because I would just check, I'm not answering. Because that's stupid. I mean, what difference does it make if I'm light-skinned, dark-skinned? Why? I'm black. Okay? I'm not walking around saying, yeah, I'm a light-skinned black person or I'm a dark-skinned black person. But yet, we want to put those titles on ourselves. It's crazy.
Don't let that ever happen. I swear to God, I'll put Tar Baby on there just to mess with it.
They don't even know what that is.
Just to mess with them.
I guarantee you, if you put Tar Baby on there, they'd be like, what is that?
Exactly my point. And I'd answer exactly my point. That's why you shouldn't ask.
And on that note, we do have to go to our first break of the evening, but sit tight. We will be right back. We have our fitness to health tip and our inspirational quarter as well. So sit tight.
This is your fitness diva, Mom to Little Donna, with your healthy lifestyle fitness tip for the week. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Spending hours in the gym will not get you the results you want if you're not eating right. In fact, you could just start working out right now. Protein is the building block of lean muscle, and you need this nutrient to retain and fuel muscle recovery. Not only that, you need the right carbs and fat to drop weight and keep it off. A solid nutrition plan is the key. It's not about being on a diet. It's about switching out the junk and supplying your body with good nutrition. For example, when you're craving that box of donuts or a can of soda, grab a banana or apple and lemon-flavored water. Get rid of the cakes and cookies and grab some Greek yogurt. A few simple switches is all it takes to shrink your weight.
summer is almost here, so don't be stuck covering up. And remember, sweat is fat crying.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Rouse Show and the serious side of The Jay Rouse Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me, where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight, we're heading to Dallas, Texas. A pregnant mother is missing after a disturbing phone call. Delisa Kelly, age 24, was last seen Friday night, March 7th, 2014, leaving her grandmother's house in Dallas, Texas, near the Oak Cliff area in the 2700 block of Prosperity Boulevard near Sunnyvale Street and Overton Road. She was walking to a wake for a best friend who had recently been killed in a car accident, but she never made it. A neighbor told the family that they saw Kelly walking down the street while talking on the phone with someone, and she appeared to be arguing. A short time later, Kelly's sister received what appeared to be an unintentional phone call from Kelly, who could be heard screaming in the background, telling someone to stop, stop, get off me, stop, and the unknown male in the background saying, shut up, stop screaming, you don't listen. Shortly after the call, she received a text from Kelly's phone reading, I'm going to call you in a minute. Since then, nobody has been able to get a hold of Kelly. Kelly is a mother of a young child and is also 2 months pregnant. Family members say Kelly was living with a boyfriend, the father of an unborn child. He did stop by the family's home and has also posted on social media asking people if they knew where she was. Kelly is a black woman. She's 5'6", 120 pounds, with brown eyes and long brown hair that she was wearing in a bun. She was last seen wearing a black long-sleeve sweater, leopard print tights, and a denim vest. Anyone with information, please call 911 or the Dallas Police Department at 214-671-4268. Once again, that number is 214-671-4268. We pray for the safe return of this young lady. We ask that you keep her family in your prayers. If you'd like to see someone featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is pick up the phone right now and call 347-850-1272 if you're listening to a live broadcast, and leave the information there. Or you can go to our Facebook page, the TGRS Radio Network, post the information there for all to see. Or you can contact me direct on Facebook at J-A-Y-R-I-L, that's Jay Ryle. Or you can send an email to the show, to the jryleshowandlive.com, that's the J-R-I-L show and live.com. We pray for all people missing regardless of color. And until next time, you've been listening to Have You Seen Me, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. I'm Jay. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com.
To obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
There's a next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Welcome back to the second half of Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. That's 347-850-1272. Now, if you just join us, we have Dr. Princess Odilia, Rich Sister, and myself. We're talking about a couple of weeks ago on the Grammy Award, the young lady who actually won for 12 Years a Slave. And the day after, there was negative comments, or I say there were negative comments being made, saying the only reason why she won was because it was a big publicity stunt all over the color of her skin. And it was a way to shut us up and just make us happy. But before we go back into our topic, I would like to turn it over to Dr. Princess Odilia for our moment of inspiration. So, Dr. Crystal Delia, the floor is all yours.
Thank you so much. I am very, very, very excited about our topic tonight, actually, because I think that it's so wonderful to be able to highlight again a young lady who stood very tall in her own skin. She made a statement, and a statement of elegance, a statement of intelligence, a statement of appreciation, of a humble nature in spirit, and I think it's absolutely awesome. The show has re-hit it's already gone back to the theaters, and people are watching it again who hadn't watched it before. Just amazing. An amazing announcement, and I think it's an opportunity for all of us to really embrace the opportunity to not look down or negative on this situation of the winning, but to embrace the positive. I wrote something the other day. I actually shared it on my Facebook. When you choose to smile and be positive, things that will inspire you to smile will find its way to you. And I think that is so important for us to understand that our conversations are very, very important. The things that we choose to focus on are very important, too. So I want to read exactly what I had read and shared online. I said, when I hear, it's a song that I shared, too. I was inspired to write what I just shared with you by the song by Pharrell Williams, Happy. And I think it's a very awesome song. If we embrace it and the words of it, we are constantly making, it's a chant, really, and it's an affirmation that you are happy. I believe that, I know that as you say the words, and we are so powerful spirit beings, so whatever we say, it is activating things into the universe, into our lives, into other people's lives. We matter. You matter. Everything that you do, that you think about, it all matters. And it's a contribution to society as well as yourself. So I have written this. When I hear this song, I'm reminded of the launch. I'm going to go back and share this. The launch of the Global World Peace True Purpose Movement in Detroit, 2010. The True Purpose team started marching at 8 a.m., chanting in the morning, transformation it is so, and asking pedestrians this key question, are you happy? As we marched until 10 p.m. at night, we experienced so many mixed emotions. People were laughing at us, literally. Some would reply, no one is really happy. Some would reply that they were happy. Then they'd think about it for a moment and say, I guess I am. In summary, not too many people, if at all, were really happy when they took a moment to think about it. So I ask you, are you happy? Or have you become complacent and feel that this is the best that you'll have for your life? The reason I ask this tonight in association with the topic that we're speaking of, if we find the time, if we have time and energy to place a, to discuss and find something negative to say about something that was so positive, if that is your collaboration of thought and conversation with others, then I believe it's time for you to really evaluate you. Are you happy? What's really going on in your life that you would focus on something that's so negative and would make an opportunity to bring some negative energy into a scenario that could be used for such a positive space? So I encourage and invite everyone to be positive, smile, and when you smile and you are positive, things that will inspire you to smile will find its way to you. So everyone be blessed.
All right. All right. That was a lot to be said. And a lot. It was
Can I?
Go ahead, my sister.
No, I just want to read before we get too back far into it. I want to read Vanessa's comment that I missed. It was when we were talking about the application. She says, uh-huh. the name on the application is a giveaway. Sometimes people should be mindful of that when they name their children, LOL, Shaquan.
She has telling the truth, though, Rich Sister, because I know here in Florida, people change their names all the time. And I'm talking about Hispanics. They would change their name all the time so that their names would sound more American, so that they would get the job. They do it all the time. But the thing is, where the area where I live, there's more Hispanic-speaking people. So now they're reverting back to where if you don't have a Spanish name when you fill out an application, they don't even look at it. They won't even look at the application.
Wow.
So she's telling the truth. There's a lot of truth in that about the name thing. It's sad, but it's true. And I will tell you personally, my full name is LaTanya, but when I fill out an application, I will not put the L-A on there because LaTanya is a dead giveaway that I am black, and they won't even look at the application. So I just put Tanya because a lot of Hispanic girls here, their names are Tanya. And so that gets me in through the door. And then once they see me, they're like, okay, no, we didn't want you.
You know? Wow.
It's true. It's
yeah.
a game.
Yeah, I think I'm safe with full name Jacqueline Ann Price. I think I'm safe.
Yeah, yeah.
Just when they see me, we got the issue.
Right? They're like, ooh, your name is what?
I can't say I have a problem.
Yeah, there'll be talk after I leave the office if somebody not doing their research.
Right?
Wait, I thought you checked in. No, you're supposed to go to her house. No, you.
So, yeah, that's still going on.
You know, in 1989, I had started working for Ford Motor Credit Company in headquarters in Dearborn. And at that time, it had not long been where they had taken down the curtain. They say you would have to see people, but they had a screen. There was a separation, so they didn't have to see your face. Well, my hiring process took an extended period of time. And when I asked the director of human resources at the time, I asked him why. Did it take so long? And he said to me candidly, he said, can I be honest with you? And it's between you and I. And we had built a relationship at this point because I was going back and forth with testing and interviews. And I was interviewing in the executive office. So it was a really extensive.
Uh-huh.
And they told me, he said that they forgot what color I was.
What?
They forgot. Yes, that's what he told me. And he said, honestly, he said, we don't have many black people in here, and especially in this department. I'm like, wow, really? But I think they must have, I don't know if they needed me, I don't know. But it was a divine appointment. I got the job. But he said they had all unanimously wanted me for the job, but they couldn't remember what color I was. And they called, he said, my last interview was for them to put a face with the name.
Wow.
Yep. And he was, and you know, I mean, you get some people who are just honest with you and they tell you a lot of times because they're tired of it themselves and they don't want to have any, they just, you know, they don't care. And so that's what he told me. That's what he told me.
I would ask him, well, do I still your quota?
Am I black enough for you?
Right. But I know you have to have a certain percentage working for you. Am I that 1%?
I'm telling you.
Wow.
And you know, Yeah, but that's what was happening not long ago. That was 1989. So not long ago.
Mm-hmm. But here,
you know,
it is,
like I said.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, here it is 2014, and we're still in the same place we were back then. We really are. We really are.
Nothing new under the sun, as they say.
Mm-mm. No, mm-mm. Not at all. Not at all.
It was funny. Well, it's actually not funny. It's kind of sad. My brother and I, we were talking, and he came and he asked me, he said, do you know there's a real handbook? I can't remember the name of the handbook, he said, but it was for drivers, for black drivers. I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, there's an actual handbook that you can read for if you're a black person driving. You know that the profiling, driving while black, how, you know, you'll get pulled over if you're driving a nice car and you're being profiled for whatever reason. I was like, you're kidding me, right? He goes, no, there's an actual book on it. So he showed me the link, and I read it, and I was like, what? They actually made a book on how to survive being black while you're driving through certain neighborhoods. And
wow.
Yes, it's an actual, like, book. And I'm reading it, and one of the comments in there, like, let's say for, like, if you're driving through L.A., they will give you specific times when not to drive through certain areas so you don't get pulled over if you're black and you're driving a nice vehicle. And this is 2014. I'm like, this is crazy. This is crazy.
Well, you know, we deal with that here in my city, you know. We deal with it a lot here in my city. But I think they're kind of making a statement because it's been such, I mean, it's been a big deal. But there are literally communities of black people that will not drive out to my city. They will, I'm not coming out there. 2000.
What?
Oh, I'm not coming out there. Like, oh, man, you're out there, you're wondering everybody, you know, you get in trouble for this or that. And that's in this right now, 2014. But they are, but I tell them, people ask me when I had my experience recently, they said, was it mostly black people there? And I said, no. Actually, it was black. It was white. Some of them are from my neck of the woods. But at the same time, you know, I think we put more emphasis on our situation than they do. I mean, we don't let it rest, for God's sake.
Right, right. And you live in fear. Because I'm like...
Yes.
I'm not saying I would chance fate, but I'm not going to be live my life in fear where I'm just afraid to drive down a certain street. I might fly through that street if I'm driving. I'm not going to stop at no stop signs, but it's not. I will be honest with you. There have been places where I've gone, and I knew for a fact that if they saw me driving a certain vehicle, that I'd probably get pulled over. I wouldn't stop at the stop sign. I just drive right on through. Right on through. Wouldn't even stop. Because I'm like, okay, I'm in, and I'm out.
I mean, I tell my son to certain things. I mean, he gets upset with me because he tells me I talk about it more nowadays. And I guess now because he's 21, going on 22, so I have concerns, you know. Mm-hmm. And I never thought that I would have those concerns, but I really do. And a lot of it is really things that I hear when I'm on the serious side of the Jay Rao show. I'll hear those, we'll have certain topics that, you know, will address, you know, like driving while black or things that black people go through, and I'm like, wow, I've been living in a bubble or what? Because I never raised my children with that type of concept or conversation, and I didn't do that. So my son, he gets upset with me, and he'll say, well, Mom, you never raised me to even notice color. So why are you telling me these things? And I'm like, because you're a man now and you're older and you can really get in trouble, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And he doesn't realize.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
But on that note, we do have to go to our last break of the evening, but we will Be right back.
If you missed the Jay Rouse Show, shame on you. Here's what you missed.
Would you be willing to come to Detroit?
Oh, but of course. Yes. But
awesome.
Of course.
Awesome.
Well,
you
do you know, wait a minute, but do you know where I am? Do you know where I am?
No, I don't.
I'm sitting in the living room in Flint, Michigan.
In Flint, Michigan?
I'm in Flint, girl.
Girl, if we don't have lunch tomorrow, we can't. I'm having surgery. Listen, I'm just, then that's another topic. Then my sister's going to be mad.
No, she didn't.
See what you've been missing? The Jay Rouse Show, Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and on Saturday, 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on BTR Radio.
I guess it's funnier from where you're standing, 'cause from over here I miss the joke. Clear the way for my crash landing. I've done it again, another number for your notes. I'd be smiling if I wasn't so desperate. I'd be patient if I had the time. All of your questions, as soon as I find out how I can move from the back of the line, I'll be your clown behind the glass. Go ahead and laugh, 'cause it's fun. I would do if I'm tough. I'll be your clown on your favorite channel.
Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. Verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Hi, I'm Jay from the Jay Rouse Show, and the one thing that the George Zimmerman verdict should have shown us was, even though this nation elected a black man into the White House twice, we have a long way to go. So don't get mad, get involved.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Well, ladies, we have come to the end of our hour once again.
And it was a wonderful show. It was seemed so fast tonight.
Yeah, it did. Very quickly, I do want to say one more time, thank you for all those that join us in the chat room and leaving your comments in there. We really appreciate, you know, when you do come in and communicate with us through the chat room. We notice you, and we really appreciate you, and we just want to say thank you so much.
Aww.
But very quickly, Dr. Priscilla, what would you like to close us out with?
I just wanted to close about with this. We have to move on. We have to let go and release. Choose to be happy. Choose to be positive. Choose to spread and share good news, not negative news, okay? And I would also like to invite everyone every day. It started on the 12th, a 7-day life entrepreneurship challenge. And every day at 1 o'clock, I am available to answer any questions that you may have regarding credit, regarding business, regarding your vision, your life plan, whatever it is. It's Ask the Doc time at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I want you to get with me at 718-766-4227. And also don't forget to register for the classes, Credit and Business Development Online, as well as how to become a successful radio talk show host and how to become a successful author and publisher. BountifulGroup.com. That's BountifulGroup.com. I love everybody. And love you, Rispa. Love you, Mom, too, and Dad.
Love you, too. Rispa, very quickly, what would you like to close us out with?
Just want to say, you know, let's squash all this nonsense about light skin, dark skin, whatever skin you got. God made it, and it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So let's just love one another for what's on the inside, okay? Take care, and God bless.
All right. When you said that, Miss Sister, what went through my mind, and I know this might seem like a very harsh visual, but I was thinking, you know, if we all pull our skin off, we will all look the same on the inside. Just muscle.
Muscle, bones, blood.
I don't know why that visual went through my head, but I did see that visual. And I would just like to say, like Dr. Priscilla Day said, forget the skin color. We need to stop hating on each other and start congratulating each other. Stop trying to tear each other down. I hope you all have a wonderful and safe weekend. Do not forget to join, come back tomorrow evening for the J. Rouse Show. I do not know what the topic is, but if you've had a stressful week, it's a show you don't want to miss because they're always laughing and cracking up and having a good time. So on that note, good night, everyone, and have a safe and wonderful weekend. Good night, Dr. Principal Day. Good night, Miss Sister.
Good night, Mom. Good night, Dr. Princess. Good night, Jay.
Good night, Jay.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.